You are listening to KKCR Honolulu, KAQA, Kilauea. The Cab Show is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with Kauai Coffee and Kalaheo Chiropractic.
Kauai Coffee Company. The Kauai Coffee Estate is located on Highway 540. Walking tour and samples of all of our coffees available. 100% Island Estate grown Kauai Coffee. More information online at kauaicoffee.com.
Kalaheo Wellness Center, natural pain relief services, providing gentle chiropractic acupuncture, therapeutic massage, nutritional wellness, postural training, cold laser therapy, and spinal decompression. Open Monday through Friday, now a second location in Kapa'a, 822-0711, or Southside Center at 332-5580, or online at kalaheochiropractic.com.
Mahalo for supporting KKCR.
KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K224CQ Anahola, K284AL Haleiwa.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, staff, board, members, volunteers, or underwriters.
I'm Violet No Regards.
And I'm Nakarni. We're from Garden Island Renegade Rollers, Kauai's only roller derby team.
We're looking for new members, referees, and devotees.
We practice Thursday and Sunday evenings at the Kapa'a Skate Rink.
For more information about practices, events, and bouts, visit GardenIslandRenegadeRollers.com.
Yeah. I'll be there. Okay. Aloha, everybody, and welcome to the Community Advisory Board, Fifth Monday Show. And we'll be talking about some interesting things today. And I want to welcome everybody and introduce who we have up here in the studio. The Community Advisory Board receives feedback from our community for KKCR and for the Kekahu Foundation to help better serve our listening public, our listeners. And we're open. We have meetings twice a year at different locations on the island, and the public is invited, and they're announced, and we're always looking for new members of our Community Advisory Board and our Kekahu Foundation Board, and we have member-friendly boards these days, and we just want to encourage everybody who's may want to get involved and participate at KKCR to come and join us and take the first step. So I'll introduce our Community Advisory Board members. Actually, I'm the only one here today. Have guests. We have a Kekahu Foundation Board member, Annie, is
Hello.
Here.
Hello. Thanks for having me today.
And we have somebody interesting who is actually one of our founding board members and has been involved with the radio station for many years. And his name is Fred Dente.
Hi, everybody. Can you hear me? Yeah. Aloha. Glad to be here with everybody.
And we have a few more members on the Community Advisory Board. Larry Magnuson, I guess, couldn't make it up today. He's active in the Bioneers program and the movement in the Bay Area. And Dean has been airing some of that. And we'll have Larry up here sooner or later to talk about the Bioneers, and Paul is excused today, and Jim is excused today. So here we are.
Well, I should introduce you, Mickey. You're Mickey Sussman. You're the chairperson of the Community Advisory Board, and we're really grateful to have you being the head of this committee or this board.
Well, thank
for
you.
A long time.
Kind of inherited the position. And,
from me.
Well, we're up for some changes if anybody wants to step forward here.
And speaking of that, I've been talking to a lot of people in the community that really want to become involved with KKCR or become more involved with KKCR and ways to do that. There is, starting with the Community Advisory Board, what's the email again that they can find you at?
KKCR at communityadvisorycab@rocketmail.com. And we're on the website.
Yeah.
There's a link on the website to Community Advisory Board and the
is there a limit to how many members of the community advisory board there
can No, be? Not really. The only qualifications are that you're willing to come to the meetings and do some of the work.
And how many meetings are there per year?
Two.
Two? And only what, two per what year. Kind of work is it that you guys do?
Well, we have our normal activities, which are meeting with the public and receiving information. Mm-hmm. And passing it on and trying to sort through it and make some kind of recommendations for the board to follow up on. Mm-hmm. And then we also serve as kind of an area where people can come in and state and explain their interests, what they might want to do with KKCR, and we can help figure out a way for them to get started, whether it's programming or engineering or...
Yeah.
Membership or strategic planning, or it's really unlimited.
Yeah, and this is a really exciting time to be involved with KKCR as well, just as things are developing and changing and becoming, you know, we're taking it to the next level, so I think it's exciting. And what you guys do with the CAB is fantastic. Like, I'm thankful.
Thank you.
As a board member, too. You can also become involved with the station by becoming a volunteer if you email the radio station, which is on a website. And then, as luck would have it, there's an application for Kekahu Foundation board members on the website as well. If you need information about that, you can apply there.
And the check website. It out. Check it out, and, you know, you can just start thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. And look, there's really cool pictures on the website, too.
The address for the website is www.kkcr.org.
O-R-G.
And the phone number down here,
826-7771 and 826-7774 is the office.
Yep.
And the toll-free number is
866-275-1112.
All right. And we're gonna open up the phones in a while. We could start on this now, I guess.
Sure.
We have any other timely announcements we want to make. Maybe we could announce also that we had another programming committee meeting recently, and we did kind of finalize a lot of the things that were people had concerns, and it's now being submitted to the board, and we should all be really proud of ourselves for organizing this and standardizing our procedures. It's just we've honed it really well. It's a really good tool now that we can all use, and we can all use as a guideline for all of us, no matter what we're doing, really, here at KKCR.
Yeah, I find it a really good framework for how a committee like that should operate, and then now the committee has all of its ducks in a row to start asking for feedback from the community, to supporting the station management and, you know, what do you want us to do? Yeah,
right, like, right. You know. At a comfortable pace,
mm-hmm.
that everybody's comfortable with, and, you know, this
yeah.
is something that we can all live with, and it's only going to make the station better. And we do really have, like, that's what I wanted to start this conversation with, really, that Kauai has changed since KKCR went on the air. And the world has changed since KKCR has gone on the air. And we are going to go through a strategic plan update. This will be a process that will probably last about a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
And we really benefited from the last one we did. And as part of this strategic plan update, we kind of go through... Oh, there, you made it. Good to see you. So we go through all of our everything that we wanted to do and see how we did, and, you know, update things for the different world that we woke up to this morning. And one of the things that you can sit over here, this mic works. One of the things that we wanted to talk about with our updating our strategic plan is our mission statement. And this is really kind of the guiding light to a lot of what we try to figure out to do here. And the mission statement was composed quite a while ago. 10 years?
Well, this is the We have our second mission statement right now that we've had for almost 11 years. The first one was in 1993 when we incorporated, and that was done really hastily because we needed to get our paperwork into Washington D.C. so we can get our we get the permits to operate here, and so we kind of lifted an already existing mission statement from a radio station in Oregon, and we didn't even have any debate on it or anything. We just grabbed it. It looked good at the time, and we whipped it through, and there was a plan to update that later, as well as our bylaws and our other documents, and then things kind of went haywire for a while, and that never happened until 11 years later, 2004 approximately, I don't know the exact date, the current mission statement was adopted. And now the mission statement is kind of like a preamble to a constitution. And the strategic plan, as I see it, is kind of like our constitution. It's kind of like our, it's a plan, but it has all the nuts and bolts of how we want to operate in it. And our mission statement is a short statement, and in some cases it's 20-25 words. In most of the major corporations in corporate America, some of them are just a few words, like Nike, just do it. That's the shortest one that we know of. Maybe there's even something shorter than three words. But in community radio, which I've done a lot of research on and know a lot about, some of them are 200 words or more, and some of them are short too. So there has been some discussion about that, about keeping our mission, our current mission statement, and whether or not we change it now, keeping it short. But I don't personally think that's a problem. I mean, to me, the main thing is, what are we saying? What is our vision for the future? How do we represent ourselves? This is a short description of who we are and what we want to do, and then we go into great detail and break it all down in a strategic plan. The strategic plan was, we spent probably 2 years on it. It was an amazing amount of work for a whole lot of people, a lot of meetings, and we that went from 2004 to 2009. It was a five-year plan. Excuse me, 2009 to 2014. Yeah, thanks, Annie. And so now it's halfway through, almost more than halfway through 2015, and we need to update.
Yeah, we did make. Yeah. We looked at it last year and then sort of made an addendum, like, let's stretch it to 2016 or to 15, revisit it in 2016.
Yeah.
And I think we're in the operating space, operating headspace, and then the excitement among our personnel to really get to it.
So we finished our programming committee work,
which was a major part of the strategic plan from 2009 and 14.
So this is a really great time, a really opportune time for us to look at a whole lot of things about who we are now that we've been on the air for 1997 till 2015, 18 plus years. We've been on the air in the summer of 97. We're real close to our birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're planning a birthday party, actually, right now.
Yeah, and we're starting early for 2017.
Right, which will be our 20th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll even have one for our 19th somewhere in there, maybe a little party or something. But anyway, it's a really opportune time to look at all these documents that we've created over these years. And as Mickey said, things have changed. The world has changed tremendously just in the last four or five years, not even talking about since 1993. So I figured that it's time to start at the top of the pyramid of the information, which would be the mission statement. That is our short, to the point, very concise, and very accurate description of who we are. And I have felt for many, many years, even with the original mission statement, I never agreed with it. We never had the chance to debate it. We just did it, like I said, in a hurry because we needed it. There are some things on there. The one thing that I most agree with and most want to keep is the statement, the second paragraph. It says, our listeners will be our first concern, not our board, not our programmers, not our volunteers, not our staff. So That's why we're talking to you. That's why this program exists, the Community Advisory Board, Fifth Monday. And that's why the Community Advisory Board exists, to get feedback from you guys on our programming. That's our main goal on our programming, because that's what's coming through the speakers. But anything else, maybe the political stance that we take or don't take, or, you know, the mix that we have, that's all part of the programming too. So it's really about the programming. I mean, that's our product. This is what we do here. We're not making widgets, or we're not, you know, we are putting things through those speakers that you're listening to us on. And so we want to know the feedback. And so
maybe we should read so what we're talking about then is the second mission statement.
Yes.
We're talking about updating the second mission statement.
Yes.
So we could read the second mission statement, and okay. We could also give a little bit of a background of where that came from, the context out of which that came.
That was another
right
situation.
Before. It was right before. not to. I don't have any opinions in our position. I'm just using this as a reference. I think it was when Mr. Bush got in as president. And the war started.
Just after
the
that.
War, we were just on the verge of starting the Iraq War.
Mm.
That's what it was. We were just on the verge, and there was issues about that, and that's what this mission statement came out of. But the only reason I say this is because things have really, if you look back, think about that time.
Give me a few examples of, like, because you've said a few times, like, the world has dramatically changed since KKCR has been on the air, and the island has changed. Like, what are some world events?
Okay, some examples. Say some examples. Again, this is not necessarily my position, but okay, we've had now not since then, but since around the time we went on a little earlier, we've had about 30 or 40 years now since 1980 of deregulated capitalism.
Hmm.
Okay. We've had and the impacts that have had that has had on the commons,
meaning
air quality, our water quality, our infrastructure, education, the police department, the fire department, all of these things, the impact that's had. And we've also had, because of deregulation, we've had a lot of accumulation of wealth concentrated in fewer and fewer areas.
Okay.
It's been even said by some people that there's no more middle class.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that happened here.
Okay, these are,
no,
but
ahead,
just, but just let me say that, yeah. Like what you're talking, what you're asking, these are a few things now that, and the climate change even.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
was a debate at one point, and now I'm not sure how much of debate, if legitimately, how much of a debate there is. I'm just asking. That's what I'm asking, really. If, you know, if the world has changed enough where we do want to take a different position, and maybe what that position is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think maybe we need to define some things maybe before we start. For one thing, I'm going to throw it out there. This is a little bit controversial. The KKCR has been called a leftist radio station by some in our community. Okay. Personally, I don't see any leftists here around here. I see people that, you know, I'll throw out the question. If somebody is against a particular issue, I don't know if that necessarily makes them a leftist.
Mm-hmm.
Even our Hawaiian community here, they want sovereignty. I don't know if I consider that necessarily leftist or rightist. I think maybe we have a new area emerging based on data. From the last 30 years, too.
Okay.
And also from peer-reviewed, a lot of peer-reviewed experts we've had on KKCR.
Okay.
And I'm asking the question, and I've been asked the question, you know, do we know enough to know that we know enough?
Wait, say that. Do we know enough to know that we know enough?
That's Ben Harper's line. But what I mean is, do we know enough to know or to make certain decisions about certain things?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what do, just, I'm not advocating one way or the other, I'm just asking the question.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to change, like in the mission statement, there's one area that we pick, do we want to change? Okay.
Well,
here, let me read the mission statement then, the one that we're talking about, and then maybe let Fred read his draft of the mission statement. And there's one particular area where we've where the biggest change.
Mm-hmm. It's one word.
What we're talking about, right? Okay, so let me read this so I can familiarize people with this or anyone who might not know. Okay, KKCR is Kauai's independent, non-commercial, listener-supported community radio station. KKCR seeks to stimulate, educate, and entertain its audience, preserve, perpetuate, and celebrate Hawaiian culture, reflect the diversity of our local and island community and world community. Okay, that's the statement that we're considering changing right there.
You forgot the forum for overlooked, suppressed.
Well, no, that stays. The KKCR provides a forum for overlooked, suppressed, or underrepresented voices and music. The Kekahu Foundation facilitates this broadcasting opportunity. And then we have Kekahu Foundation KKCR values, which we should acknowledge these, because part of these values are what you're talking about in the draft of another mission statement. So,
yeah.
Okay, so consistent with Kekahu Foundation, KKCR mission, and the Kekahu Foundation through its board of directors, KKCR and staff, and community advisory board are guided by the following values: tolerance and respect for individuals, groups, and cultures. We respect individual rights, differences, and diversities of opinion. We practice inclusiveness and open-mindedness. We are nonpartisan. We treat everyone with dignity and respect, free of discrimination and harassment. We acknowledge the importance of knowledge to be found in Hawaiian culture and Kauai's other diverse cultures. Community empowerment. The core purpose of the Kekahu Foundation and KKCR is to benefit the community and the public good. We promote an active, informed citizenry. We provide a forum for people who are trying to make a difference. We support organizations that are committed to community-based action. Okay. This is a mission statement of a clip in time.
Mm-hmm.
Of another world.
So this isn't a mission statement that can propel us forward.
Well, I just wonder, and we're wondering if it applies. How well it applies now.
It can propel us forward, but in what direction? That's the whole question. And
well, certain things, like just to give an example, maybe what we need to do is define this, because a lot of what we have in here is in your draft.
Well, I can.
We have a
time
caller.
For the draft.
We have a caller. That
we have a caller. Are we going to be taking callers?
Do you want to take the call? Or do you want to read the draft first? Maybe we should. We haven't read the draft
Let's read our draft.
Can you hold on, caller? Can you please hold on? Let us read the draft now, and then we'll take your call.
First of all, I want to say that the current mission statement, as our first mission statement 11 years before that, happened almost in a vacuum. It happened without, that I know of, very much, if at all, any membership input. It was created by a few people, and I consider it that it was a truce. It wasn't a consensus agreement among everyone. It was a truce by the board at that time, which voted down. Someone proposed a very progressive mission statement. Progressive meaning left-leaning, meaning, you know, focusing on a certain portion of the spectrum. And what the people on, and that was Dr. Ann West. She was a proponent of that, and I was a supporter of that, and other people were too. We wanted to do what the original founders wanted to do, which was to be a progressive, revolutionary, radical, left-leaning, whatever you want to call it, liberal radio station which had Hawaiian music. That's three out of the four people who founded this radio station, including myself, wanted that. The other person wanted more of a music, more of kind of middle of the road entertainment stuff, you know, more show busy kind of stuff. And he later actually changed his mind too after some things happened. But so 11 years later, The same thing came up, the same discussion. That discussion never stopped, and it hasn't stopped for all these years among a large segment of the community. People wanting to be, you know, more left-leaning. And then as we were talking earlier, as things started getting worse and things started developing, for instance, the military with all the missile launches, and then the sugar cane went away, and all those poison Syngenta companies started coming out on the west side, all those companies. And then the tourism thing got so huge, and now we have all this gridlock, and, you know, our auto registration goes up a whole lot, and they don't fix the roads. All they do is paint crooked yellow lines on the roads. So anyway, a lot of things like that are happening on this island, and it's getting out of control. You know, it was a very rural place when we came here not that long ago when we started this radio station. Mainly, the radio station was started to be a revolutionary radio station because of the Hawaiian independence movement. Butch K. Kahu and his family were leading that, and I was part of that as well, and other people. And then also the anti-military stuff that we were doing at the time, our other founder, Janet, was part of that. She was fired from a radio station across town because of her stance on the radio. And so that's why we gathered here. That's why KKCR got started. And then other people came in and brought a more of a music and entertainment bent. So there was always that struggle, and it never got solved. So when the second mission statement, the current mission statement, got adopted, it was not a unanimous or not even a consensus or anything. It was done by a few people.
Okay, why don't you read the
So that's what we have draft. Now. And so what I want to do is, what I decided to do was create a draft. And I just want to be one. I am one of maybe 1,000-plus members. We have a lot, I'm not sure the exact number, but I think it's over 1,000. Is that right, Laura? Over 1,000 members now? Yeah, so I'm one of 1,000 members, and I'm giving my opinion. I'm not trying to sell you on anything. This is just what I feel. And we want other members to give our feedback, to give their feedback to us. So when we go into the strategic plan committee, which is going to be, again, a few committee members, it's not going to be the whole community, 1,000 people. I'd love to have a petition out there or some kind of a poll where we could petition every one of you members out there and say, you know, do you want to stay where we are, which is kind of in the middle of the road, where we accept diversity of the whole world. We're all things to all people. Or do we want to kind of veer off to the left a little bit and focus on more radical, revolutionary, left-leaning focus in what we stand for? Because the thing is right now we are very confused. Our talk programs are definitely left-leaning, and nobody can deny that, most of them, not all of them. But I can name a whole bunch of them that are, and they've been that way from day one. However, we're claiming to be a middle-of-the-road, all things to all people. So I think we either have to change our programming or we have to change our mission. Because right now we're kind of like Fox News. We're claiming to be... Yeah, we are.
Why wouldn't go that one of
the,
far?
Well, okay, wait. Why don't you read the mission statement? Read your draft first.
Said that. I didn't say that. I'm just saying what this person said, but I believe it too, that we claim that we are all things to all people, yet we lean toward the left. So there's always been a lot of questions.
What was the line that you read, that our listeners come first, and like we the listeners are more important than the staff, personnel, board,
right.
All that stuff? What do the listeners want to have? Do we know?
We don't know because the listeners have been kind of pushed down.
Well, no. Can I ask some questions first? Since you haven't read that new draft.
Yeah.
What exactly is left leaning? I mean, I'm sorry to ask that, but what exactly is left leaning?
Yeah. What are left leaning?
Progressive.
Wait. Now, what is progressive? I'm sorry to do this to you.
Progressive, continuous, dynamic, enlightened, forward looking, gradual, modern, radical, reformist, revolutionary, tolerant. I got a million.
Okay, I got some other definition. Yep. That progressivism is based more on reason and science rather than ideology.
Well, that's part of it.
And that's what I would like to define is what I think of as progressive is beyond left wing, right wing, chicken wing. You know what I mean? I think we're a little bit beyond left wing and right wing at this point. Okay. And we need to define. But someone's been waiting on the phone for a long time.
Yeah, what do you think about taking a call?
Please, let's
do that.
I'm sorry we made you wait so long.
I do want to read this statement, though.
Hi. Can I, so I can talk now?
Yes, you're on.
Oh.
Sorry to make you wait so long.
No.
Welcome, welcome.
Discussion. But I, for myself, I like the foundation in Hawaiian culture. I like that. I appreciate that the Hawaiian music, the Hawaiian culture, the discussions about sovereignty, issues that pertain to the Hawaiian community. I like that foundation. But I also like, well, for myself, I'm active in the community for social justice change. You know, progressive change where, like, mm-hmm. for example, I'm fighting for working people to get justice. Like, for example, right now I'm fighting to increase the minimum wage. I've come out many, many times against war and imperialism. You know, and there's a bunch of things, but for myself, I find the station, for me, I find it very educational, and I use it as a tool to help to organize, to get mm-hmm. people motivated for social change, for progressive change. And what I mean by that is I'm not using left wing or right wing, but I'd like to see oppression and inequality gotten rid of. Mickey, you talked about that the world is changing now. And now it's becoming much more stratified with a small class of billionaires on the top and the vast majority of people, the 99% on the bottom. And this is what concerns me. And I think you're right. You put it in a real good social context, what's happening in the world today. And we can see it as a microcosm happening here on Kauai. I don't want to necessarily get into phraseology, left wing, right wing, middle of the road. But I think the station should have as its focus fighting for the concerns of the 99% for social justice. And this would include the Hawaiians and their fight for sovereignty, working people for our rights on the job and in the community for housing and, you know, decent wages, environmental protection, which this station has been a hallmark for, especially dealing with the GMOs and the poisoning of our environment. Very good discussions and presentations on glyphosate, for example, just recently. And I think we should continue this. That's okay. People can say this is a left-wing station or whatever, but like Fred was mentioning, these kinds of viewpoints that are on this station, you're not going to hear Ron Wiley, okay? You're not going to hear it on Shaka Rocks or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
You're not going to hear it, but you're going to hear it on this station here, where voices that are concerned about changing the world and making it a better place, you know, for the majority of people, no matter what nationality and what culture,
so,
you'll hear it on this station. And that's what I like about this station. And I hope it continues to do that because, like I said, for me, I get educated on the station. And then I also try to use it as an organizing tool to get the word out to people to make some changes.
So let me summarize, too, what I...
Pardon?
Let me summarize what I hear you saying is that...
Yeah.
The language for progressive and left versus right wing is not as important as the idea of being a voice for social justice to make changes in our community.
That's
and
right.
is that necessarily a leftist position?
I don't think
so. I don't know.
That's what I'm asking. Is that is justice necessarily a left? Does that make us a leftist radio station?
Well, like, for example, you take a look at the Republican Party. They want to outlaw abortion. Mm-hmm. They want to smash Planned Parenthood. They want to invade the Middle East and, you know, invade Iran.
But what about us, though? Does it make it like, say we have Hawaiians on who are educating themselves on
the independence
the history
movement?
The history
yeah, well,
of everything
know,
that's gone on and
yeah,
they're
I,
and they're and they're objecting to you know what some of the things that have gone on. Is it fair to label them as leftists or rightists?
Revolutionary.
Or even revolutionary. Or even revolutionary.
I'm not saying you.
I'm just saying, generally speaking, is that an accurate description of somebody? You know, just like, is it an accurate description of somebody because they don't value...
Right.
Profit or the rights of the business community above the rights of the commons and the rights of everybody else. Is it fair to label them a leftist.
Well,
you know,
like, I don't care what anybody calls me.
And by extension, is it fair to label KKCR leftist because we espouse education that's been peer-reviewed?
I think that we should really go ahead with our program. We've only got 25 minutes left, we need to get to why we came here. And I'd like to, we can have more discussion on these broad topics.
Excuse me, let me continue. I wanted to continue, okay?
Well,
I'm not into labeling, but I'm into fighting for social justice, and that's the main thing for me, and that's why I listen to the
station. Well, that's great. That's great. But let's go ahead with with this proposal, because that's why we're here.
Let me read this.
And then we'll do our opinion later, and you can call in a little bit later.
I'm going to hang up and listen
to
the show.
Thank you so much for
calling. Thank you for calling, though.
Let me read this first part of it. I think it's going to answer or speak to what the caller just said. KKCR is Kauai's independent, non-commercial, listener-supported community radio station. We are a nonprofit organization dedicated to the progressive values of peace, justice, democracy, human rights, multiculturalism, environmentalism, and freedom of expression. Now, I'm not calling anybody names. It's kind of describing what we do, what we've been doing.
Right. Do you want to take a second call?
Is that it?
No, that's the first part of it.
That's the first part.
Well, let's finish it.
That's the most important part. Okay, we provide a forum for overlook. I used, by the way, the current mission statement, all except for one word where I changed the word diversity to progressive. So it's all in here, everything that we have, plus I added. We provide a forum for overlooked, suppressed, or underrepresented voices for and diverse music, excuse me. We seek to stimulate, educate, and entertain our audience, to preserve, perpetuate, and celebrate Hawaiian culture, and to reflect the progressive values of the local and world community. We nurture our community's ethical, social, and intellectual awareness while advocating education and the arts. We broadcast news, opinion, and the civic affairs that foster our community's capacity to think independently, skillfully, and critically. KKCR is characterized by volunteer involvement in all aspects of station operation. The Kekahu Foundation facilitates this opportunity. I've gotten a lot of feedback on this. Nobody told me that they disagree with anything I said in here, except a couple of people said they thought it was too long. But that's, we're not talking about the number of words. We're talking about what I'm saying here. The only thing that anyone would possibly disagree with, maybe, let's hear it, is the word progressive. And that's kind of a
That's why we need to define something like
and
that.
That's the crux of the whole thing, is changing diversity to progressive. And what I think we need to do is identify who we really are, because we are definitely a progressive radio station. I don't see anybody can deny that.
So let's take another call.
Yeah.
Caller, you're on the air.
Aloha. I used to be a board member for the Kekahu Foundation, and I'd kind of like to explain why I'm no longer a board member. And it has a lot to do with the fact that KKCR is not equal to the Kekahu Foundation. The Kekahu Foundation, according to what I understood, was set up for education, et cetera, and voices like that. And what I wanted to bring to the board was the idea that we could be getting grants and having opportunities that would include the Kekahu Foundation that might include KKCR, but not necessarily totally only based on KKCR. And so it got into discussions with the board about that, and the board at the time, which is not the board that's there now, I felt was really quite dysfunctional, because they just only wanted to focus hands-off approach of letting the radio station run itself, and that was the Kekahu Foundation. And I think it's doing a disservice to the people who set it up to think that that's all it was meant to be, was just the radio station. So I'm putting that out there again, and I want you guys to think about that. If the Kekahu Foundation role is education, why do we not participate in education? We could get grants and things like that.
Hey, would you mind dropping me an email with this discussion in it? Because I'd be interested in seeing what that is. Because I know we have particularly one or two board members that are interested in the Kekahu Foundation be much more involved as itself in the community, as well as supporting KKCR. And I would love to hear your ideas on that.
That would make me feel like I might be interested in being on the board again.
Well, there's an application on the website if you go to kkcr.org. Drop me an email if you have it in your notes. I'm ANNI@smalltowncoffee.com.
Yeah, I do have your email.
Perfect.
And another thing I would recommend is that your board members take some training. And your community mm-hmm. advisory board members, too, from people like the Hawaii Alliance of Nonprofit Organizations. They have an entire session called Board Alive.
Oh, and I have that.
About how, you know, your board is also a dynamic thing. There are certain periods in the evolution of what you are advising on where you're going to have really active board members. Mm-hmm. And there are other times when a board member is nothing but an okay for, say, the executive director that's running a board. And what I found when I was on the board was that there was a lack of recognition of that other role, and it made the board non-functional because they were told they should not be involved, that the role of a board was to okay or not okay things that were happening at KKCR. And it just seemed to me that the role of Kekahu mm-hmm. Foundation could be so much more and so more valuable.
I think it's heading that way. Like we're discussing new documents, updating bylaws, getting our programming stuff. We've got some new board members that seem pretty dynamic and excited about it. So keep in touch.
Most excellent. So in regard to what Fred was saying, it is wordy, Fred, and I wouldn't leave in the progressive because as Mickey's pointing out, it has connotations.
Right.
And if we left it the way that it was originally with the things that Fred is proposing in the beginning, I think it would strengthen the Kekahu Foundation itself. It's not just about the radio station.
Yeah, I'm not tied to that word. I mean, we could use, there's a million words that would mean that, and Mickey was pointing out some of them, and I was reading some, so that, we can change it.
I hear you guys are really talking about it, and so I'm going to get off the phone and let you guys get back to talking about it.
Before you get off the phone, though, can I just ask you to consider coming to our strategic planning process, maybe trying to step in again and help us develop some of this
with your wisdom
in this area you're talking about, because we do have a different board now. We have a different community advisory board too.
Yeah, maybe I'll attend your next board meeting so I can see for myself.
Step
back into the responsibility of doing all of that as a board member, and I'm on a couple of other boards. So, mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, you guys.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Right. One thing I want to concur with the caller on it is I've been frustrated myself on the hands-off attitude of the board over the years. And now we have new blood coming in, like Annie here and Jonathan and Jeff and Donovan. We've got some really great people that have come onto the board recently, and I think we're going in a much different direction where there's going to be more hands-on. Listen to Annie. She's talking about it right now. She's... and others too. So I feel really good about the future of our foundation.
I think that's something we need to consider, though, too, with as we move along with this updating process and dealing with our mission statement. That we want to proclaim whatever it is we might want to proclaim, knowing that the more we proclaim, even if we're right and even if it's true, there's going to be a certain amount of blowback. And do we want to deal with that? Consider the blowback when we do things?
Well, yeah, there will be that. There
because
definitely
that takes
that.
Energy to deal with, and
it
all
does.
The times it provides an opportunity, for mm-hmm. wasting time, in our energy.
Well, you
so I think
have
we
a,
need
a
to...
designated time waster, so it doesn't waste everyone's time.
Well, right. Okay. Well, maybe. But I still think, though, we should acknowledge the concept of blowback. And, mm-hmm. Because this is serious stuff
caller.
That we're doing here. Okay.
Well, okay. Let's
caller, you on the air?
Caller, we've got a few more minutes.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to call in and thank you for the show. And it's a very lively discussion tonight, and I want to acknowledge, you know, it's important to look at the history of non-commercial radio in the United States. It was started by the Pacifica Foundation, I think in the late 40s, kind of as a backlash to World War II and to get progressive voices on the radio. And generally speaking, has been a venue for progressive, and we're all using that word loosely. I'm adopting that word because Fred, you chose to use that in the proposed mission statement. But you know, there is some history here, and I think that needs to be taken into account. This is not like left wing forces have stolen the poor community radio station and are running off with it. Generally, non-commercial radio is a forum for progressive voices, and if you think of it as an alternative to other voices heard, and that's an issue that can be disputed from what point of view it is. Are you just looking at alternative voices from what's broadcast on Kauai, or more largely in the context, the way I see it, is the what is broadcast and what is heard on the island of Kauai. KKCR is an alternative voice because what is heard out there is predominantly a centrist, right-wing, corporate-oriented media.
Distraction.
And KKCR is, and I believe its mission, as Fred and was referencing, and Mickey, and the history of the station, is that that's how it was designed. And I believe that if you look at, again, you go back and you look at, turn your radio around the dial on AM and FM, are you going to hear other voices like you get on KKCR, like progressive voices and left-leaning voices? You just don't hear that. We're fortunate we have NPR now here on Kauai. It's a good addition to the radio dial and to the community. It provides a great service and something that I and many of us enjoy, but it's not the left of the center progressive voices that community radio is. And I want to commend KKCR for playing that part, for the work you all do, and also for my support is for having a very clearly progressive mission statement that makes clear that is what our mission is, and that when that should not be in dispute, and the KKCR can get on with the good work of fulfilling that mission.
Well, thank you, caller.
Thank you for the call.
Go ahead, Annie.
Can I ask a question of you, caller? Mentioning the history of non-commercial radio, where's a good place for me to learn more about that? Is like a Wikipedia search, or how can I find more?
I would think, well, first, I mean, you might start at Pacifica.
Pacifica, okay.
Pacifica.org.
And that's where we get Democracy Now.
Yeah. Okay. Pacifica, KPFA was the original station KPFA. In Berkeley, California, then KPFK in Los Angeles.
Okay.
They have, and the Pacifica archives are vast.
Right.
That they have. And then, the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, NFCB,
okay.
They may be a resource for having history on community radio stations. And you also, we might, while we're touching on it, draw a distinction between community radio and public radio. This has been a discussion of late at KKCR, and that is community radio station is what it sounds like, serves a community.
Mm-hmm.
And public radio is more broad. It serves the public in general, like your national public radio stations. Those are public radio stations.
So then it sounds like our mission statement should make it clear that we are community-based, sort of that progressive, for the word that we're using, but customized to the island of Kauai.
Absolutely, and as it should be, because this is the community at hand that it's addressing. And those are the needs that we need to fill, as well as the education and the voices that we want to bring to the island. Listen, I want other callers to get on the air, and I, again, thank you very much for a very interesting program.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you for calling.
One thing I wanted to say was, you hit the nail right on the head. We are the alternative, not an alternative.
That's correct.
We are the alternative in this area. And I want, that's the reason I want to bring this up, this new mission statement, is because I want us to identify ourselves as such, not some middle-of-the-road, politically neutral, you know, we'll take on all comers and we'll have... I don't want to do that. I want to, for us to identify ourselves. Now, what I did a few years ago was I took a survey when I was lobbying for this in the past, which I've been doing for many, many years, for us to identify ourselves correctly, is I took a survey of all of the radio stations that we listen to, all of the talk programs that are available on Kauai, from mostly Oahu, but some from here. And this is all the Rush Limbaugh and all that kind of stuff, right? Well, there were 25 programs on the different radio stations that are available, which are like Rush Limbaugh and all the other right-wing talker guys, right? Rusty, what's his name? And all, you know, you guys have heard all the names probably, right, if you listen to it. And there were, the only alternatives to that were, at that time, were three or four programs on KKCR, nowhere else.
Right. Hmm.
And so now we have maybe more than that now. I think we may have more than three or four programs on here, talk programs that are, well, yeah, here's that word again, progressive.
Well, they're educational. They're educational and informative.
Looking forward and
with correct information.
Very briefly, let me interject this point, and that is that I believe that KKCR, should you adopt a mission statement similar to the one you're proposing, would not be a station, and I would not advocate it that it be a station, that does not allow for more conservative points of view as guests, as maybe even as hosts, but that they are not mandated to serve that point of view. I would like to have alternative points of view. I like to listen to what people who do not have my beliefs are saying. I think that's educational, but I don't want the station to be mandated in its mission to that we must include those.
Well,
points.
To give you an example of that, when the board was deciding to adopt this current mission statement, one of the board members wanted Rush Limbaugh on KKCR, and that got me out of my seat, man. We're not going to have Rush Limbaugh on this radio station as long as I'm alive.
Well, we need to define. But that's why I'm trying to define what education is.
Let's let other callers get on the air. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for
Aloha.
Coming.
Okay, we got a few more minutes here. Just a few more minutes. Anyone else want to call? Please call.
Feedback. We need feedback from you guys out there.
But we also want to encourage everybody to listen to our announcements for the strategic plan. And, you know, this is a healthy, lively discussion we're having that, you know, this is important stuff.
Yeah, it has the potential.
I think we got another call.
I should say that the current status of this, in case folks are wondering, the status of where we're at with all this is, when we start our strategic plan deliberations, which are coming up, I'm not sure, sometime in October, I think we mentioned, maybe that's the next board meeting.
Yeah, starting in October.
Starting in October, we're going to start convening our ad hoc committees. And the very first thing on our agenda is going to be the mission statement, because that's the top of the pyramid. That sets the tone for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we agreed on this at the last two board meetings. We discussed it because I had brought this... proposal to the board meetings, and we agreed at the board meeting that we would present this to.
Yeah, and it's still in discussion, you know, for wording and all that. And many people see the current mission statement as very succinct and to the point and very, like, easy to look at and go, okay, that's what I'm doing. Like, I see it posted right there on the wall, and it's nice. I like it.
We have two callers.
Two callers.
Holding.
Okay, let's go to the first one. We've got 5.5 minutes left.
Aloha, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, is that me?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. A date I want to give you. This is Marge calling, and I was on the board, and I was one of 11 people who passed the current mission statement, and that was on July 13th, 2005. So that's the date that you should be working with there.
Thank you.
I agree with the last caller. I think too many people do not know the difference between public radio and community radio. And there's been a lot of discussion lately that KKCR does not allow a right-wing point of view, and I take issue with that because KKCR has always said if you have a program in mind that you'd like to produce on the radio station, all you have to do is come to the radio station with your idea, agree to sign up to become a thoughtful and responsible volunteer, and when there is a chance for you to make a tape of your program, you can submit it to the station manager, and if there's a program manager at that time, then the staff will let you know that there's an opportunity available. And I want anybody to call this station, this program right now, who has been refused that opportunity. Because unless you come forward and do the program that you're talking about, it's not going to happen. Our staff is not going to have time to produce your kind of program. Volunteers have to come to the station. I don't believe KKCR has ever really righteously denied anybody. Yes, maybe some people were not appropriate for the station, and they have reasons for that. The staff has reasons for that, that they will go over with you. But basically, we are a community radio station, not public. We are for Kauai. And the only discussion of merit that we had back in 2005 about a difference in opinion, and two of us voted against the mission statement at that time, and our argument was on the world community. We did not want to go beyond Kauai, and there was great discussion as to whether we should put the word world community in there. It passed with that wording. And I'm sort of glad now, in retrospect, that we allowed that to happen. Otherwise, we might not have world music on our program, and only Kauai music, and that would be sort of boring. Anyway, great, great discussion. I like the word progressive. If we can find another one that suits that purpose, that would be great. But basically, I think the social justice argument that was earlier presented, social progressive changes, yes, much has gone on here since we started the station.
We've got to wrap it up, caller. We've got
we've
got another program coming on here.
Great. Aloha.
Thank you again, everybody, and please participate. Come and join us.
I'm sorry, last caller. I'm going to put you on with Mickey, but we have to move on. Sunset with Jazz with Richard.
Right on.
Mahalo, everyone.
Aloha, everybody.
Good job, everybody.